Welcome to Mailbox. Once again, it's the first Sunday of the month, which means it's time to announce the winner of our monthly competition. Although February is the shortest month, we received close to 70 answers, almost all of them correct. But we'll get back to that later, after this look back at the Winter Olympics. After the Czech ice hockey team were beaten 7-3 by Sweden in the semi-finals last Friday, Eve Hautzer from the United States sent us this email.
I was very disappointed by the Czech hockey team. What a disaster. It looks like you need some new young blood. Jágr doesn't do it anymore. Anyhow, I was happy to see Katarzyna Neumannová win. Her strides were awesome.
But as soon as the Saturday game was over, in which the Czech Republic took bronze, Eve wrote this.
Sorry, whatever I wrote before, I take it all back. You got bronze. Vokoun is a great goalkeeper. Great team effort.
Thank you. And on the same topic, Teodor Shepetitsky from Ottawa, Canada writes.
Let me take this opportunity to congratulate your ice hockey athletes, coaches, and so on. Indeed, all Czech citizens and those who wish they were, for winning the Torino 2006 Olympic bronze medal in ice hockey. I can well imagine that the decisive win against Russia must have been especially satisfying for all Czechs. Well done.
And finally, our regular listener Muhammad Shamim from India asked this question.
How many medals did the Czech Republic win in the 2006 Turin Winter Olympic Games?
Well, apart from the ice hockey bronze, cross-country skier Katarzyna Neumannová got two medals, a silver and a gold medal, and her colleague Lukáš Bauer took silver in the 15-kilometre classical. That is four medals altogether, which is the most the Czech Republic has won at any Winter Olympics since the foundation of the state in 1993. And now on to our monthly competition. Last month, we asked you to tell us the name of a Czech scholar who deciphered the Hittite language at the beginning of the 20th century. Now let's hear some of your answers. Mary Lou Kranek from the United States wrote this.
The answer for the February competition is Bedřich Hrozný. He was the first to decipher Hittite cuneiform writing and argue and substantiate that the language and grammar were Indo-European. The monthly competitions have introduced me to some outstanding Czechs who've made substantial contributions to the world in their respective fields. I would not have known of them otherwise. Bedřich Hrozný made one of these significant contributions.
And Roger Chambers from New York described to us how he found the answer.
These days, the internet is often the first choice for such a search. However, I decided instead to rely on my library. But where to start? Then I thought of Will Durant. Easy enough. Going to Hittites in the Index of Our Oriental Heritage, 1935, volume 1 of an 11-volume set of History of Civilizations, I was soon reading the following on page 286. The Hittite language, recently deciphered by Hrozný from the 10,000 clay tablets found at Bogazgoy by Hugo Winkler, was largely of Indo-European affinity. Its declensional and conjugational forms closely resemble those of Latin and Greek, and some of its simpler words are visibly akin to English.
Then Mr. Chambers writes he confirmed the data in two other encyclopedias.
So there you have it. It's perfectly possible to find out facts the old-fashioned way, from books.
And Henrik Clemens from Sweden sent us this answer.
The answer is Bedřich Hrozný, a Czech professor at the University of Vienna, who in 1916 deciphered what the Hittite language sounded like and confirmed that it was indeed Indo-European. The phrase, based on an inscription in cuneiform, said, "Now bread you eat, then water you drink."
As I said, there were almost 70 answers, but I'm afraid there can only be one winner each month. And this time we drew Angelia Beranek from Australia.
The language of the Hattusa tablets was deciphered by Czech linguist Bedřich Hrozný. He announced the results on November the 24th, 1915, at a lecture at the Near Eastern Society of Berlin. A book on his discovery was printed in Leipzig in 1917, titled Language of the Hittites, Its Structure and Its Membership in the Indo-European Linguistic Family. Once again, the Czechs had shown how diverse and intelligent they are. For a small country, they have gained eminence in the world. Hope they continue to keep up the good work.
Congratulations. Your prize is in the post. Many thanks to everybody else for writing in. And you have another chance this month. The question for March is simple. which person who was born and lived in what is now the Czech Republic has been dubbed the father of genetics. Please send us your answers, as usual, to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or much quicker, to english@radio.cz. And if you have a personal story to tell related to the question, don't hesitate to share it with us. We also welcome all comments and queries about our program.
Pavla Horáková there with another edition of Mailbox.